What's up, everybody? Welcome to the TNT Wellness and Nutrition Podcast. I'm Thomas.
I'm Tyson. Let's get this started.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of TNT Wellness and Nutrition Podcast. This is episode 20. Today, we're going to be talking about tips for surviving Thanksgiving. We know a lot of people out there are trying to eat clean, trying to stay healthy through this trying time, so we're going to give you a few tips. But first, let's do a little check-in. So, Tom, what's new with you?
So I've fallen off the wagon a little bit lately in my diet. I know I've talked about this previously in the podcast. So right after Thanksgiving, I don't know if that's going to be the Friday after or the Saturday after, but I'm going to go into a strict carnivore diet.
It's because it's winter, right?
Yeah, it's winter. Just fruits and vegetables just aren't around as much. So if you're doing any sort of seasonal diet, your diet should be switching over to a mostly meat-based diet anyway. You've had great results with the carnivore diet. There's a big growing movement with it, so I thought I might as well try it. I'm not going to cut out coffee just because I think that's just cutting a little bit too much, but it's pretty much going to be meat, butter, seasonings, and I think that's about it. I haven't really, nothing else has really come up in my thought process of what to eliminate and what not.
And you didn't do dairy anyways, so you don't have to cut out cheese, you don't have to cut out sour cream.
I do cheese every now and then. Other than that, most other dairy I don't mess with. No milk, nothing else. So yeah, cutting out dairy is not going to be an issue. And even with a carnivore diet, I feel like dairy should be okay because it's coming from an animal.
Yeah. Yeah, my transition, or I guess my definition of the carnivore diet has kind of shifted recently. The way I look at it now is if it's an animal product, animal-based product, then it's good to go. But some people are really strict and it's damn near just ribeye. You know what I mean? Like that's all they eat, but I'm a little more loose than that.
Yeah, mine's pretty much going to be what a vegan doesn't eat. That's the stuff I'm going to eat.
Yeah, anti-vegan for sure.
Yeah, that's kind of like just the way I'm looking at it and make it simple.
Yeah, so, that's cool.
So this week I've just been thinking about all the stuff that I'm not going to be able to eat, you know, for the next 6 weeks. So yesterday I went to a movie with my girlfriend, got some chocolate-covered almonds, got some, I think it was like dark chocolate squares. I mean, they're not, definitely not the worst food out there as far as like treats are concerned, but definitely not the best either.
Did you go in knowing you were going to get that or you just wanted it?
My girlfriend asked if we could stop and get some snacks and that's what she came out with.
Got
it. I wasn't bad at all.
Yeah, you're like, I'm okay with this.
Perfectly fine.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's like we were just kind of like in a rush, so she just ran in. I stayed in the car. So, you know, perfect. Today I had some sushi. I'm trying to think what else I've had. I mean, none of these foods are the worst things in the world, but it's like, hey, you know, I'm going to miss some of this stuff, so I'm going to take advantage of it now. Oh, I had some, like, cauliflower, mac and cheese. I love that shit. That's so good.
But yeah, sounds good.
Going to have to put that off for a few weeks. Doing kind of like the complete opposite. I'm preparing to start mine. You're ending yours, so how's that going?
Yeah, yeah. So, if you didn't know, if you guys didn't listen the past 8 weeks, I've been doing a little cut for Thanksgiving. So, real strict 8 weeks. A version of a protein-sparing modified fast where I was calorie-reduced for maybe 5 or 6 days out of the week, depending on the week. So when I first started this, I had some calorie days where I was around 11, 1200. And, like, I'm not that small of a guy. You know what I mean? Over 200 pounds, at least when I started this, like, definitely not now. So running on that many calories is was trying, you know? But
was that the minimum? Was, like, 1100?
It was the lowest, yeah, okay. It was. Yeah, I never went any lower than that because I had a protein minimum to hit, so a little around 200 grams of protein. But, yeah, I'm done with it, and the crazy thing is I don't feel tired, I don't feel beat up. Like, I don't feel like I want to quit yet. So, surprise, surprise, I'm not happy with the results, I'm not happy with everything, like, 100%, so I'm going to take the next 4 days off, so at least 4 days off from the diet. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I'm going to pretty much eat whatever I want Thursday. We're going to my family's. I'll have dinner and everything I want. On Friday, we're going to my wife's family. I'll do the same thing, eat whatever I want. Saturday, Sunday, I'll kind of eat clean again, but I'm not going to work out. But on Monday, I'm going to start this whole thing again and then grind until Christmas. And that's pretty much 4 weeks. So again, it's going to turn into like a 12-week prep instead of an 8-week prep.
Damn.
Did you see that coming?
I did not see that coming. Last week you were talking about like you hit the wall, like you were ready to quit.
Something changed. I don't know what it is. Like,
Is it just because, like, it's now that it's almost over, you're, like, looking back on it, it wasn't that hard?
Yeah, it may be. And there is something to, I don't know, like, maybe midway through, 5 or 6 weeks in, they say we store some toxins and we store some kind of, like, the bad shit we ate the rest of our lives in our body fat. So I think I got to a point where I was getting leaner and leaner, and my body, it released something in the fat. Because there was a few weeks there where I felt real shitty. Do you know what I mean? You've heard that, right?
Yeah, that's come up with, like, people switching over to a ketogenic diet, then all of a sudden they'll get, like, a skin rash. I've heard of instances like that. Yeah, fat's just, like, a major just storage thing. So
something
there's
got
a
released.
Lot of stuff in there. Yeah. Yeah.
And whether it was, like, high omega-6 fats from my diet, obviously previous to this lifestyle in my teenage years, or something. And during those few weeks in the middle there, like, I was definitely inflamed. Like, I had my body hurt. And if you don't know, I have an old back injury. So when I get inflamed, I literally, my body turns into like an S. Like my lower back will kind of spasm and contract and kind of like pull my spine to one side. So for a while there, I was walking around crooked as shit, you know? And I know what that is. I know it's inflammation. I know that's my body fighting something. But I'm not like that now. Now I feel fine. And I mean, I'm hungry. I'm definitely losing weight. Oh, I guess I've told you my ring is, like, non-existent. Yeah. It comes off super easy. So, now this is kind of funny. I didn't see this coming. I went and bought shoes. There's, like, Black Friday deals going on right now. So, there are some weightlifting shoes that were half off. So, I'm going to go buy them. I've been a size 12 since I've been, I don't know, probably 13, right? Go to the store. I'm putting on these size 12s. And I'm like, man, these really don't fit. They feel like I'm fucking, they feel like 14s. I'm like, what is this shit? So, my wife's with me. I'm like, honey, go get me 11 and a half. Go over there and get me 11 and a half. I put on the 11 and a half, it fits like a glove. So literally my feet have gotten smaller.
Is that just like the shoe style, like the brand that all have different styles, or?
I don't know.
Okay.
Now, is this a new type of shoe I've never worn before? Sure. Maybe they run a little smaller. I don't know. But.
Because you're not big enough. Like, if you were 400 pounds and you lost 200 pounds, I can imagine you
lose... Your feet's shrinking.
Yeah, you're going to go from a 14 to a 12. Like, that's understandable, but you're not losing 50-plus pounds.
No, I wish I would have weighed myself prior to this, because people ask me, you know, it's pretty obvious now that I've lost a lot of weight. They're like, you know, how much weight did you lose? And I genuinely don't know, but there's no way I'm over 200 pounds now. I would assume I'm in probably the low 190s, maybe like mid-190s, yeah. And I probably started in the high 215 to 220 range. So I don't know, maybe 30 pounds max.
Do you care though? I mean, like, mostly when you
no talk, I don't care.
I feel like most of the time when you're talking about weight, it's just like, I lost more weight than you, I did better at losing weight. It's like a competition thing, just sack yourself up against somebody else, which isn't really the way you should measure stuff.
No, it's not at all. And that's why I didn't measure my weight. And as far as a loss, I just looked in the mirror. And I look great in the mirror right now. Everything's lean. Everything's high and tight, you know, which is what I wanted. If you hear some, like, raining outside, it's because it is pouring right now where we are. So, sorry about the audio. But
it's about damn time. We really need this.
Yeah, it is.
That smoke is just killing me.
Yeah, California is on fire, so we definitely needed this rain. But, so yeah, that's my update. It's, the cut went good. I feel good. I look good. But I'm not happy. I want to push it harder. I want to go to Christmas. And I am going to tweak it a little bit. So my lowest calorie days from here on out are going to be 1,500. And I'm going to eat prior to dinner. So I'm going to eat 4 times a day instead of 3 times a day. And I'm assuming my BMR at this point is about, say, 2,500 calories. I don't know if that's technically accurate or not, but it's a ballpark. Could it be 3,000 maybe? I'm not sure. But if I'm going to be a calorie reduced, say for 3 days, so that's 3,000 calories reduced, on my refeed days from here on out, I'm going to be excess 3,000 calories. So I'm going to be at 5,500 calorie those days. So it's going to be a little more regimented as far as how it is. Because now, when I was doing refeed days, I was literally eating until I was going to throw up.
You're doing like 8,000 calories.
Yeah. And it honestly was not comfortable. And it was not very fun. And it was expensive as shit. So I'm going to try and do it a little different these next 4 weeks, see how my body responds, see if that, I don't know, see if it helps, see if it hurts. I don't know. I've never done it. So, and I'm always down to do this. This is my personality type, to try and experiment and to try and, you know, see what works. Because I would never recommend something to anybody else that I haven't tried myself. So I don't know. We'll see. I'm excited. And I'm really fucking excited for tomorrow.
Well, I'm
no doubt about it.
I did not see this coming. You've been counting down the days of Thanksgiving, like before Halloween even came across.
So I was talking about Thanksgiving for anybody.
Yeah. You're like 56 days away. Like, yeah, every time. Yeah. So I'm really curious. Yeah. How next week's podcast is going to go.
I might regret the whole thing.
Yeah, see if you're still doing this whole cut.
Yeah, no, we'll see.
So just for our listeners, where were you at before? You said you're going to go to 1,500 calories. Before you started this cut, what was your daily calorie intake? Like 4,000, 5,000?
Yeah, anywhere. God, I was really putting it down. I'd say like, yeah, 4 to 6.
Okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm, 4 to 6.
Because 1,500 calories just, to most people, is going to be like, oh, that's what I eat in a day.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's a good point.
That doesn't
sound like that little, yeah. But for me, that is definitely not a lot. And because really, now the plan is after Christmas to go back to normal, my normal meal is going to be pretty much 2 pounds of meat 3 times a day. That's about where I was before I started this.
So, yeah, it was roughly 6,000 calories.
Yeah, around there, depending on the cut, depending on what I ate that day. Or how many eggs, if I replaced it with the meat, something like that. So I was around that. So I'm kind of interested to see the rebound effect. Like if I go to 6,000 calories a day, which would be roughly, you know, after Christmas, how chubby am I going to get? Because there's no way I'm going to keep this level of leanness. Like I'm going to put weight back on. I just wonder how it's going to look.
What you might want to do is do some body fat testing.
I guess, get some calipers or something?
Yeah, either calipers, DEXA scan, one of those, to like really find out how much of it is fat gain and how much of it is just water gain. And
yeah, just volume.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be interested because I know I am going to, of course. It's just because you see it all the time. Like people do these shows or even these just a crash diet. And then 3 months later, you see them like, oh, you put on 20 pounds. You know what I mean? So
I don't see you getting a beer belly after this, though.
No, definitely not because I'm not going to stop training.
I mean, just when I switched over to a ketogenic diet, I increased my calories almost double, at least like 1,000 to 1,500, and I lost like 15 pounds the first month. Mm. So you can eat more and still lose weight, but I'm not coming at it from the same state that you're at.
Yeah, depleted as shit.
Yeah, so you will gain weight. I just don't know. I'm assuming most of it's going to be water. It has to be.
I hope so. Yeah, and I think hopefully I'll start wearing size 12s again.
Well, hopefully you just didn't waste some money on some shoes, and then you're just going to outgrow them in a couple weeks.
Because the shoes are expensive. They're expensive-ass shoes, but they're nice. I really like lifting them, but, yeah.
Yeah, you're going to eat right after this Thanksgiving meal. Like this
can't wear them no more.
Done. Back up to a 12.
Great, yeah. But, so yeah, that's the thing with us. I guess we can start with the tips we have. So we both have 3 tips. I guess you can start. Go ahead and start with your first one.
Okay, so we're recording this the day before Thanksgiving. It's going to come out the day before Thanksgiving. Unfortunately, we probably should have thought ahead and did this about a week ago.
Yeah,
so
that's
kinda
true.
Kind of like plan ahead and actually listen to it before Thanksgiving. So let's get started anyway. So my third tip is going to be bring a dish that can serve as a meal for you if you're trying to stay healthy that day. Not everybody's going to be looking at Thanksgiving as just like, you know, a binge eating day. So if you are trying to stay on point, you got some competition coming up, just make a meal that you can eat as its own and you don't really need to eat anything else and just bring a lot of it. So at least, you know, you're taking care of yourself. So like for me, for example, I'm going to bring cauliflower mac and cheese for Thanksgiving. I make that as a meal. That's a dinner once a week or so. It's got cauliflower, bacon, ground beef. It's got cheese. It's got everything that you need in it.
Sounds so good.
Yeah, you're getting tons of fat, tons of healthy protein. You're getting everything. So something along those lines is perfect.
Yeah, and we both know that the best way to stick to a diet is to not get hungry. So if you eat enough of the right shit on Thanksgiving, you're not going to want the pie. You're not going to want the, you know, whatever mashed potatoes.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, that's only if you're trying to stay healthy. If you're not worried about staying healthy, then do whatever you want.
Yeah, go to town. My first tip, this is for somebody who wants to stay healthy a little bit, but isn't too afraid of a piece of pie. And of course, my tip is this one. I would start your meal, your first plate, have an all meat plate. I don't care what it is. I don't care if your family's having turkey, ham, some sort of steak, pot roast. When all the food comes out, don't get the green beans, don't get the mashed potatoes, don't get the stuffing. Just get a plate full of meat, eat all of that, and that's definitely going to curb your appetite. It's going to make you feel full. So you're willpower will be stronger, but you'll still have some room in the tank for pie. It just won't be a lot of pie. Or some room in the tank for mashed potatoes. It just won't be a lot of mashed potatoes. So you'll be getting all that healthy protein, all those good fats from the meat, and a limited supply of all the other kind of shitty food.
Yeah, it's really smart. Just start with the most nutrient-dense foods.
And get it in.
Work your way down.
Exactly. Yes, start high, go low. Yeah.
So my next tip is going to be eat before you go. I know we've talked about this on the podcast before, but it really helps. Even if you have like a monstrous appetite like me and Tyson, like I'm going to eat before I go, but that's just because I eat all the time. Like once
yeah, me too.
Once my feeding window starts, like it just starts. Mm-hmm. And so I might have a pound of meat before I even go, but I'm still probably going to out-eat everybody else there. Mm-hmm. So that'll definitely help. And then while you're there, you're not going to be hungry, so you're not just going to load up on the very first thing that's in front of you. Like, if the first station is mashed potatoes and you're starving, you're going to fill up half your plate with the mashed potatoes. So you really, if just having that control, you're not going to be hungry. You can just pick out what you want.
Yeah, that's a good tip for sure. That's a good tip for just day-to-day life. If you're going to a birthday party, you're going out, and you don't know when your next meal is going to be, and you're at home, get something in your stomach there. You'll feel better the rest of the day. My next tip, and this is a little more technical, but it really just revolves around get moving after your meal. And this can go to people who are trying to eat clean, like if you're going to bring a bunch of steak there, or if you're going to, especially if you're going to be eating like, you know, the pies and the carbs and all that stuff. No matter what you eat, just get moving. And that revolves around what we talked about a few weeks ago with CoQ10 and like the electron transport chain in our mitochondria. So all the food we eat eventually is going to be broken down to electrons, broken down to produce ATP. So to keep that system flowing, we need a constant supply of ADP. How do we get ADP? We burn ATP. And so we burn ATP by moving our body. So you can do some body weight squats. You can go outside if it's not raining like it is here. Go for a walk. It doesn't have to be a full crazy workout, but just get moving. Give your body a good supply of ADP so those electrons can flow through the electron transport chain and not bounce out and react with oxygen and create those superoxide free radicals. So it's just a good healthy tip. After you eat, get moving.
Yeah, I absolutely love this tip. I think that's probably our best one. And especially for a day like Thanksgiving, you're seeing a bunch of family, friends you haven't seen for a long time. So if you're looking for a little bit of like one-on-one action with somebody, so you can really get a good conversation after dinner, go on a 10-15 minute walk with somebody. Yep. Now you're doing something that's great for your body, and now you have a little chance to catch up with an uncle that you haven't seen for a long time, or some childhood friend that you haven't seen for 20 years, just something along those lines. Yeah, I think this is such a great tip.
Yeah, that's a good, I like that angle, because we all know it's really hard to hold conversations when you're sitting in a group of 20 people all the time. You know, you have somebody you haven't seen in 10 years.
Yeah.
Just go do a little walk, and yeah, that's like a 2-for-1 right there. It's healthy, and it's also your emotional, mental health as well, getting to, you know, reconnect with that person.
Yeah, so my number one tip of the week is just don't stress out over it. Like, honestly, it's one meal.
It's not that big a deal.
You can only do so much. I mean, most people eat over 20 meals in a week. So, like, you know, one meal out of that's like 5%. I mean, come on, it's going to have such a small impact. And we've talked about calories in, calories out, just how meaningless that saying really is. You have so many ways that your body's going to get rid of all these extra calories that you're eating. If you do decide to eat like 3,000 calories in that one meal, you're going to sweat more. Your body just has that thermogenic effect of food, so you're just going to be hotter. You're going to be eating some food that you're not used to eating, so you're probably going to have just more increased stool size. You're going to be going to the bathroom. You're going to be pooping out.
Yeah, bowel movement increase.
Yeah, you're going to be pooping out more. I mean, the more you eat, the more you poop. Yeah. Like, that's pretty simple. Mm-hmm. And then also, you're just going to have more energy. Maybe not right away. You might slip into that food coma. But right after that, you're going to have more energy. And even if you don't go out and sprint a mile, like, just you'll be having more hand movements and all these little...
Yeah, tapping your toe.
Yeah, little actions that you don't really notice, but you will have. So, like, there's a lot of ways you can make up for having those extra calories. It's just one meal.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. Don't stress over it. Even me, like, I'm Mr. Hard on myself, like, try and be a super grind every day, 24/7. Like, I'm going to just let loose tomorrow, and I'm not going to care. Like, if there's eggnog, guess what? I'm drinking all the eggnog, bro. If there's ice cream, I'm eating all the ice cream. You know what I mean? So... And I don't care, so I'll be fine.
Yeah, I mean, it's great to have that type of approach as long as you're, you know, have everything else dialed in.
Yeah, that's true. I'm not telling everybody. Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, that's why that's our mentality on it is like we're just looking at this as a cheat day because I don't remember really last time I've had a scheduled cheat day. I usually just let kind of life figure it out for us.
Mine was 8 weeks ago.
Yeah. So it's like, yeah, like, but yeah, I mean, so one meal, even if you are trying to stay on diet, you're trying to lose a bunch of weight before Christmas, this isn't going to be that big of a setback.
Yeah, that's good. True. My next one is a little bit kind of after Thanksgiving. So when you're getting ready to leave and your mom, your dad, your grandma, whatever, hands you a plate full of food, don't take it. So don't take any leftovers home because that what happens is this cheat meal will turn into 3 cheat days. You know, you'll wake up every morning for the next few days and have a turkey sandwich because you'll just have 10 pounds of turkey at home. You know, what else are you going to do with the turkey? Or you're going to have turkey and pie because you have a whole pie sitting in your fridge. Of course, you're going to eat it. So all those leftovers that people are trying to push on you, don't take it, resist it. And especially if you get really full during the meal, you probably shouldn't even want it. You know, the sight of food should make you sick. So don't take leftovers home. Have fun tomorrow. Enjoy yourself on Thanksgiving. But Friday morning, we're getting back to it.
Yeah, as far as, like, leftovers are concerned, maybe you do have a really pushy, like, mom or aunt that's going to force you to take something home. Try and take home some of the meat. Try and take home something that, you know, you're going to eat again so you don't, like, offend them. Don't be going for, like, you know, the mashed potatoes or one of those crazy Jell-O fruit salads that seems more like a dessert than an actual side.
Yeah, they should never put salad next to those things. I don't know why.
I'm always confused why there's, like, Jell-O at almost every Thanksgiving, like, as a dinner and not the dessert.
It's weird, yeah.
I don't know if that's a white person thing or what.
Yeah, 100% is. Yeah. There's no Jell-O in my wife's Thanksgiving.
Yeah, so, like, if you do feel like you have to take leftovers, you know, just go for the turkey, go for the ham. You can make some good dishes with those. Just kind of be smart about it.
Yeah, that's a good point, actually. Yeah.
So I think that should wrap it up.
Yeah, that was a quick episode, and hopefully you get out there, we can upload it quick so you guys can listen to this before Thanksgiving, and hopefully some of these tips help.
Yeah, there's no tip of the week this week because we just gave you 6 tips. Don't be greedy. Take the 6 that we just gave you.
Yeah. And of course, you can find us at tntwellnessandnutrition.com. Any questions, comments, or concerns, you can email us at tntwellnessandnutrition@gmail.com. We're on all social media, so Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You can find us at TNT Wellness and Nutrition.
Yeah, thanks for listening. Please rate and review us on either SoundCloud or Apple iTunes or Apple Podcasts, whatever that thing's called now.
Yeah.
I hope everybody has a happy and healthy week.